A star shower on over the land and all into the sea. It's got nothing, oh nothing on you and me. An ocean wave on into the beach, carrying shells like you've never seen. Of course they're token, and they're meant just for this moment. And all the dogwood and the moss are blooming for you. I even found your name spelled out in kudzu. That's what you do in love. The windows of your eyes are so clean, reflecting mine, I know you could see. We belong together. And it's exactly like they say, the clouds part, and there's no place you'd rather be. And in love, believe in love. And it's true, all the flowers high and the birds sing along your side, and you never really get it till it's happening to you. I don't know where you found that key. I thought it was lost on some surface street. This heart's been waiting, oh, waiting to start just for you. And it's true, all the flowers high and the birds sing along your side, and you never really get it till it's happening to you. April was the last. say I don't care, but I'm alive. Look how easy a heart can catch on fire.
My name is Amanda Shires. I'm from Texas. Sounded like an AA meeting just then. Sorry. From Texas. But I grew up in, my dad lives in Mineral Wells, Texas. My mom lives in Lubbock, Texas. It's 6 hours between the two places. Because when they split up, I guess that was the perfect amount to be able to never have to speak to each other again. They're two very different places. Lubbock, Texas, is population 200,000. Mineral Wells, 14348. Lubbock has two trees, and they've been imported. It's a lot like the Shetland Islands, minus the ocean and the Shetland ponies. And in Mineral Wells, they have this thing called, well, Mineral Wells, which they thought in the 20s would cure you of everything from psoriasis to dementia. It was a big deal, you know? Movie stars would go there thinking they'd found the fountain of youth, and guess it didn't work, so. Well, nobody lives there. I made a set list and it says don't talk, and I forgot it. But I made this one up after I moved from Texas to Nashville. In 81, I was just a drink on the shelf, a daiquiri, not even a thought. Till sometime in July, something happened in 84, ended up with two places to be, only tree with leaves in love, with roots in Mineral Wells, Mineral Wells.
Water's too deep to stand in, and you were there once. We climb the sandstone and jump in, hold your breath and jump in. Take the airboats away upstream, the heat's tiring and I fall asleep in my folding chair. I dreamed Dad was smoking cigarettes. He always had one hanging from his lips. My arms reached for the Brazos River. Tanks in Cypress, the West Cross, timbers, and oh, I know it shook. I'm another one still thirsting for my home. I've been drinking water from the Gibson well. Folks before me say it cures whatever. I think it might be true that there's something in the well. And mineral well.
I was playing a music show in Tampa, Florida, and this man met me at the merchandise table after the show was over. That's where I meet all my friends. But he was reeking of the kind of flowers that are legal in Colorado, Washington, California, you know. Had a long ponytail coming out of the back of his baseball cap. A red and white floral hibiscus shirt. Some past the knee cargo shorts. Full of whatever the hell it is you need to carry around all day in cargo shorts. Wide ankle socks, rubber flip-flops. He wanted everybody to know that you could separate his big toe from the other four toes, I guess. Anyway, he approached the merchandise table and he said, "Hey, I'm Tiger Bill." I said, "Hey, I'm Amanda Shires. Good to meet you." He said, "I brought you a present." I said, "Sweet, I love presents." Because most everybody likes presents. Anyway, so he thrust across the table this brown, rumpled up looking paper bag, like a lunch bag. Being that it wasn't a brown paper bag, it could have been anything. So I shoved it under the merchandise table. And then he got this real hurt look on his face, like, and then he's like, "Aren't you gonna open it?" And I said, "Right here in front of God and everybody." He said, "Yeah, man, it's Tampa." I said, "Sweet, I'm moving here." But then I opened it, and I looked in it, thinking it was gonna be something real cool, you know. Well, it was real cool. Don't tell him. But it was a bunch of claws and whiskers and teeth and fur and what looked to be like dried bits of blood or dirt. And so, like, I said, "Thank you very much. I don't know what to say. It's the best things I've ever gotten." He said, "It's not what you think." I said, "I know." He said, "Those are real Siberian tiger claws and teeth and whiskers. It's gonna make you bulletproof." I was like, "Man, what the hell? What are you smoking?" But turns out that no cats were harmed in the gift-giving process of this bunch of teeth and crap. He happened to be a guy that rescues big cats from people that shouldn't have big cats, you know. Apparently they shed their teeth and claws and whiskers and fur. Didn't ask about the blood part. Sounded shady, looked shady, smelled shady. I'm not making this up. I know y'all are thinking, wow, that's a good story to make up and tell a bunch of strangers. Did not make that shit up. Then I was thinking about it. Yeah, that'd be cool. I'd be bulletproof, you know? I'd be a fucking millionaire. Work for movies. Stunt girl.
So Tiger Bill gave me a tiger paw. I'm a real Siberian tiger paw, he said. This'll make you bulletproof. So I got this tiger paw from this real Siberian tiger paw in my pocket. And I'm thinking now, could I really somehow be bulletproof? Cause we could set me up in my granddad's pasture, have ourselves a lot of target practice, try out the throwing stars, bring out your switchblade, and maybe folks would line up, show up armed, excited for a person to try their weapons out on it. We could charge money, we could charge a whole lot of money. And I'm thinking now, could I really somehow be bulletproof? And I'm thinking now, could I really somehow be bulletproof? Against you shotgunning across my mind, and I've taken it back too many times. Could I be armored against you too? Against all the ways that words cut through, against promises breaking into open wounds and the resultant scars. And I'm thinking now, could I really somehow be bulletproof? And I'm thinking now, really
train never comes. You
Union Pacific, stew for a visit.
Mr. Shires up to help me on the guitar. He's around. I started looking at that TV with that with a baboon or something. Kind of got distracted at one point. I might have to turn that off later.
It's got the drink specials on it.
They won't know what to do.
Thank you.
it in you, and it's in all. Our shape met the lily.
Thank you so much for listening to me. I'm Amanda Shires. I know you could be standing on the street waiting, but you're in here and that's real cool. I know, I sometimes don't give a shit about female vocalists either. No, it's not like I feel sorry for you kind of thing, but like really, there's, like I can think of like three that I like. The rest are dudes. I don't know if it's just like I like dude voices better or what, but I'm glad that you're in here and it means a lot. And I love the hell out of your country. I do. 4 years ago, I tried mussels for the first time, and it was right here in this very city. They were in a pot and everything. Being from Lubbock, Texas, we're very landlocked. We don't know what the hell a mussel is unless it's on Arnold Schwarzenegger. Told God, I forgot that sentence. He said, "Don't talk." No, I've got notes. It's got jokes in case I don't feel like playing music. They're terrible. Did you hear this? Oh, okay.
It's awful.
I don't know. But it's our last day on the tour. I should tell some of my famous jokes. They're suddenly famous now. So this duck walks into a pharmacy, and he said, "Give me some chapstick and put it on my bill."
Sing it.
This is my last song. Thank you. I believe we'll ever get,
the job, and lift the job, and lift the heart, and check them in, and out, and out, and out.
Same color of heart and faith.
Texas to the fire. I believe we'll ever get
in a few minutes. Thanks for coming to the show.